I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm very happy to be here again after 3 years. Maybe it was 5 or 6 years ago when I came here first time with Brother Robert Curry. And then 3 years ago I came with some other brother from Finland. And this time I also have a friend with me from Finland. And I like to be here, and I love you, everyone. And if you have any kind of problem to understand my English, let me know. I will try to say again and correct my pronunciation. It takes time to learn. Maybe I have been studying English more than 20 years, but I'm still studying. It takes time. But you can test how hard it is to study foreign languages if you start to study Finnish. I will start this Bible lesson from Prophet Hosea, chapter 10 and verse 12. Hosea? Did I say right? Hosea 10:12. This says, "Sow you yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you." This text, this message, this word, Lord, came to the people of Israel when they had fallen in sin. They had started again to serve idols, and they had done many bad things, and Lord corrected them and asked them to start again to sow righteousness, that they could reap in mercy. And then he advised them to break up the fallow ground. It means it was like the challenge from the Lord to do some new things. Old time in Finland, they cut down the forest, and then they burned that area, and then they plant the seed there, and then they got some fruit there, and maybe some years later they did it again to some other place. And that is the picture about fallow ground. To find something new, find a new field to plant a seed or sow the seed. So God gave them the promise here that until he comes and rains righteousness. So it means that also for us, the people who are living the time of New Testament church, God will give us the rain of righteousness. But before that, before we could receive the rain, we have to do something. We have to plant the seed. We have to sow the seed of righteousness. And then we could reap mercy. And then we have to break the fallow ground. And he gives us the promise that there will reign righteousness for us. And biggest seed, what I can see in New Testament text, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of course, Jesus Christ himself was the heavenly seed who came here, and his death is our life. But this day the gospel is the seed what he asked us to sow. And that gospel area is also that fallow ground. I think that fallow ground could be also the areas where never has preached Jesus Christ at all. A few years ago, God led me, he gave me a vision to go to Russia, one area. I saw in vision one day a small village there, mid of the woods there, even in the midst of the swamp. And he said that go there. And I took a group, and it take 4 or 5 days to get there. There was so bad roads. And finally we found the village, and people were very open there to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. But there were many people who even not know what is the Bible. They even did not know what is the name Jesus. And so that was the wallow ground. We have to start very down to tell them first what is the foundation and why Jesus Christ has died for you. And then many of them receive Jesus as their personal Savior. So it means sometimes that it's also not so easy thing to sow the seed of righteousness. If we read from Psalm 126, we see there some idea. Psalm 126 and 5. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. So it means sometimes there are tears when we are planting the seed of gospel or generally planting the godly things. But if we do this work faithfully, we will also receive that, reap that soy and see that soy what God will give us. And many times there is tears in families where the other marriage couple is Christian, other one is not. So there is fighting because there are two kingdoms fighting against each other. And many times there are tears. But among those tears, if we have a faith in God, we could plant the seed. We could sow the seed, and there will come the day that we will reap in joy. We have to have the expectation also those families where some family members are not yet Christians. We have to faithfully sow seed of righteousness to their heart through love. And many times in those families, we need much forgiveness and much love from the Lord God. So it means there are tears, but God is powerful to change it, that there will come big joy when our family members or relatives receive Jesus as their personal Savior. So sometimes we have to pray many intercession, and many times there are so difficult things where people are living this time that there are tears when we are praying for them. But when the prayer answer comes, there will be great joy in the Lord. And that might be that reign of righteousness. That great joy, and this prayer answer will be the reign of righteousness. And all the time when the God Spirit is moving, even if he heals you today here, this might be the reign of righteousness. When his holy blood touches us, it's the reign of righteousness. His powerful God to touch our heart here even today. But he challenged the people of Israel to sow the seed of righteousness. And also he challenged us. And also break up that fallow ground. It's word speak us today, same way it spoke to Israel nation and all those people till that time who were living during the prophet Hosea. Then in chapter Mark, in Mark chapter 4, he was talking a parable to his disciples, and he was still also talking what it means to sow the seed. And I think you have read this text, so I will read only only when where Jesus explains this parable. It's verse 13, chapter 4, 13. And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in the soak of the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown good ground, those who hear the word, accept it and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And I think that God wants that we Christian all will be this group who bear fruit, who will bear 30-fold or who even 100-fold. But he challenges us to bear fruit. Fruit of righteousness. But before there could be the fruit, we have to plant the seed. First must be the seed which we plant, which we sow. And then there will come fruit. But when the seed has planted, after that, Paul teaches us somewhere other place that we have to water it, that word, by to water that word by our prayers. If you plant the seed, it means if you talk gospel of Jesus Christ to people, after that we have to start to pray for them, that its word will be watered by his power, by his presence. So they are connected together. To sow the seed, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, or share our testimony to people, and then to pray for those peoples. They are connected together. And then the heavenly fruit will come. I was reading, maybe some months ago, some book which was talking about some things about Smith Wigglesworth's life. Or maybe it was Uriel Müller, but doesn't matter who it was. But that man of God told there that he started to pray for many, many people when he was young. And then he was living up there nearly 90 years old. And he said that finally all those people to whom he prayed, they came Christians. But biggest time for one his neighbor he was praying for, it took 60 years. Years before the fruit came and that person received the Jesus. So it means we need long suffering and expectation to Lord. Some pray answers we have to expect and wait many years. He was praying 60 years and then there came the pray answer. It is very long time if we are thinking our life. 60 years you are praying, or me, I'm praying, it takes time. But God shows his faithfulness. If we do this thing by faith, if we share the gospel of Jesus Christ by faith and do the faithfully this work he has called us to do, we will really see the heavenly fruit. It will come. God promised it here for us in his word. But we have to find this own part is this. We have to find out what I have to do. First, that the prayer answer will come, or all kind of heavenly fulfillment will come. I have to find my own path. how I could sow the seed of righteousness. We can't do it by flesh. We can only sow the seed in spirit. And that seed bear the fruit, this heavenly fruit. So we have to have much prayers that we learned how I can plant the seed and where I have to plant the seed, where I have to sow the seed, this heavenly seed. Because I think there is ever even the areas and places where we have to do this. Just before I was leaving here to United States, I went to visit my sister who is living there, maybe 150 miles from my place. And I had three of my kids with me, and I was just putting my kids there, back seats of the car, and then I sit down there, back the steering wheel, when I saw from the mirror that there was a lady with a dog, maybe 30 feet or more there, back that place, and God's Spirit say that do not leave this place, go to talk with that woman. And I came out from the car and said to my kids that let's wait a little bit, I go to talk with that lady. And then he said that when I first talked with a little bit with her dog, and after that I start to test that what she will like about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then he said that of course I believe in God. And of course I'm praying. But then I talk it more, maybe 5 minutes, and I found out she is not born again. She's praying, she was talking about God, but she was not entered through the gate. And then I planted the seed and said that, are you ready now to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And there were quite close many people, and I said to her, don't care about any people, because it's most important that Jesus sees this situation. And then I laid my hand upon her head and started to pray, and he confessed all her sin and received Jesus as her personal Savior and confessed through her mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord. Sometimes it happens that same time when we sow the seed, we also can see the fruit. Same time we can reap the fruit. But sometimes it takes time. We plant and maybe somebody else come to reap the fruit. But if we do our part, God do His part. And also other Christians will do their part. Many times I meet in Finland people who has already heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody has already planted the seed to their heart, and then they receive Jesus. Maybe there has come many years when they first heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then it's time to reap that heavenly fruit. And then here in the same chapter, Mark 4, from verse 26, Jesus talks more this heavenly. He is talking more about heavenly seed. Mark 4:26, and he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how." What the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens immensely, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Then he said, "To what shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what parable shall we picture it?" It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground, is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, and suits out large branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. It happens many times that we even don't mention that we had sown the heavenly seed, that we many times don't understand those small days. And when we are sleeping, many times God is doing His work. I remember one night I had been preaching some area. I had come late home and I was very tired, and through my sleeping, maybe through my dream, I was hearing some noise. First, somebody came inside because the door was open, and first I was thinking that somebody comes to steal something from my house. But then I heard a voice when the Spirit of God says, "No, this is not enemy stealing anything. This is my blessing." And then I walked back into the sleep, and when I woke up in the morning, there was a big seed on the table. Maybe it was even 8 pounds or some like big seed there. And then there were many other things. And so this word came past that He blesses his righteous even when they are sleeping. God do His work so mighty ways. And then many years ago, when I was building my house, I was praying God that where I could get all kinds of materials, building materials. And then the God Spirit said to me that let's buy the second class insulations. And then I start to find, is there any firm or any company which will sell the second class insulation? But I didn't find them. Then I start to doubt, is this word from the Lord or not? But then same evening when I had been praying in the morning, same evening there came one Christian brother, and he told me that there is one factory which sells those second class insulation. And then I called there, and then they said that we don't sell them to you directly, but we have a dealer who picks them, and they gave his number to me. And then I drove to see the dealer, maybe it was 100 miles from my place, and I did a good deal with him. And after that I did a deal, I start to speak him about Jesus Christ and His gospel. And he was crying there. But that time he was not ready yet to receive Jesus as his personal Savior. But many years later, he received Jesus as his personal Savior. In my mind, I was just thinking that I am going to buy second class insulation. But that was just the seed. That was just the word from the Lord that through that word he guide me to the right current place, right time. And after maybe 4 or 5 years from that man became Christians. And his store was growing. Then he built a big hardware store, and now there are even 8 workers in that company. God gave him very great blessing. I was thinking these are only earthly things which I am going to buy. But there was a heavenly seed. The seed of righteousness. So he can lead us so many ways to sow this heavenly seed of righteousness. But we have to do our own part. Then we can see the reign of righteousness. If we are very sensitive to the Spirit of God and open, that we could sow this seed right current places and right current time, then the reign of righteousness will come. Then we will see some verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And and verse 35. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 35. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is risen in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not worse, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. So this speaks about that, this, that there must first die something. Something have to be die to get into the dead. And what this means for us, it is our old nature which has put to the death. We can't bear fruit, we can't sow to heavenly seed if our old man is still living. Old man has to put to death with the Christ, to crucify with the Christ. So if you want to see and even to feel the reign of righteousness, it means also there must something to die in inside you and in your life, also in my life. I'm saying, I'm a little bit over, but we are same level in spirit. Something has to be put into the death. All fleshly fog in our life, all bad things, all bad behaving in our life, all bad speaking, they have to put to the death. So we could sow the seed of righteousness. And Jesus was first in all, because he was and is still our elder brother. It means that he lived us a model how to live. He lived us the moral how to live. He gave us the advice how to live. He gives us all direction how to live. And his death is our life. He was that heavenly seed, God's only begotten Son, who came here down into earth to die for everybody, that anybody will perish. So his death is our life. God already planted the seed. He sent his only begotten Son to die for us. And there is that stories of heavenly seed, the death of Christ Jesus, and everything are in spirit in Christ. There is that heavenly seed, what we have to receive. His death is our life, and there is seed in his death. Of course there is seed in his resurrection, because there is a power in his resurrection. There is heavenly seed in resurrection power. And what does God expect us today or tomorrow, every day? He expects that we are faithful, that there is faithfulness to him, faithfulness to his word, faithfulness to his spirit, what he speaks to us. Because we can't sow any seed in flesh, so we have to be very open to the Spirit of God, that we could understand how I could sow the heavenly seed, that there will come the heavenly fruit. We need advice every day how to do it, what to do, how to love the people in this kingdom, into this kingdom. We need every day advice from the Lord how we can do it. Because God is not doing things same every day, same system. He changed many times, and he meets people's personality. So when we are sharing the gospel, we have to see that God wants to share the testimony of Christ through us, personality to each person. Maybe there are some people that only one verse from the Bible is enough for them, and then receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then there might be some people to whom we have to share much more before they could understand. I remember a story from China. I heard it many years ago, that there was a man walking on the street, and suddenly the wind was bringing there a piece of paper, and he took it, the paper which wind brought, and it was the piece of from the Bible. Somebody was been tearing the Bible of pieces, and in that piece of paper there was only the half of the one verse from the Bible. Only half from one verse from the Bible. And that man read this, and he repented and gave his life to Jesus Christ. What does it say us today? The word of God is so strong that even the only half verse this day can speak to us. And it can speak unsaved people only the half of the one verse from the Bible. When God called me into the ministry, he gave me also only the, maybe it also was only the half verse from the Bible. It was there from the Old Testament when prophet Elijah came to meet Elisha. When Elisha was plowing there with the ox and was guiding those two oxes. In fact, they all together were 12 oxes, pair of oxes before him. And then Elijah came and cast a mantle to Elisha and asked Elisha to come to follow him. At that time I had a business, and Lord gave me the half verse there and said that put the wire under those old yokes. Because when the garment of Elijah touched Elisha, he immensely made his decision. He killed his ox, which he was using for that plowing work. And then he put those yokes under those ox and put all flesh to burn. He was boiling the flesh of the oxes. And then he gave that meat all those people to eat. And then he was free from that work. And only that half from that verse God gave to me and called me to ministry and called me to stop my business. And so I start to preach this kingdom and trying to do it also today. I'm very sorry my English, I hope you could understand. And then we see one verse from James. It's also speak about the fruit of righteousness. Book of James, the letter of James, chapter 3. And verse 18. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. What does this speak? Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So it means that where God is doing His work, there is heavenly peace. And He plants His seed through peace to our hearts, but through us to the unsaved people, through His peace. There is heavenly peace. But that we could understand it, verse 18, maybe we can see some verses before that, what the James really is speaking. In this chapter he is teaching here, chapter 3 of James, he's teaching, main idea he is that James is teaching us to learn to speak right, to speak righteousness way. I read here the verse 8, that no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? So James is speaking here that these things will not be so. There have to be only godly speaking in our mouth. And he teaches here many other things. And he is teaching here also heavenly wisdom and heavenly understanding what it will be. And finally he says this, verse 18, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So it means that there is some connection to that what we speak, that there really will be the heavenly peace of God. And there have to be His godly wisdom that there will be His peace also. There is like the some connection to these things what he is teaching first. And then he gives this verse, verse 18. So we have to learn to bless. And this verse teaches, this whole chapter teaches that we can rule many kind of things. Man can rule the ship, and we can do many things, but when it is question about our tongue, we can't keep it right way with our own power of our flesh. And what we need, how we could learn to speak right, we need the touch of blood of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament time, the prophet was feeling that he is speaking not right words, and then they put the one plant to the blood, and then touch to the prophet's tongue with that, and after that he could speak right words. And it is picture for us from the blood of Jesus Christ. When the blood of Jesus Christ touch our tongue, we could speak right godly things. So we could sow seed of righteousness. We need the touch of the blood of Jesus Christ that we could speak right things, that we could sow the heavenly seed. Is this too difficult, or could you understand what I try to describe? We can't correct our speaking by ourselves. We will try, but we don't succeed with our own power. We need the blood of Jesus Christ. We can do many things with our own strength. Sometimes there might be some person who just stopped smoking by his own strength, and somebody can stop drinking by his own strength. But when it is question about what we are speaking, what is our tongue, then we need the blood of Jesus Christ. We can't correct our speaking without blood of Jesus Christ. So we have to learn to speak righteousness way. And God wants that our speaking is yes and no. What does it mean? Yes or no? It means there is any kind of compromising way before the Lord. Sin and this world have to be no, and all godly things yes. Our speaking have to be like dividing things to two groups. The groups where is this world, where is sin, and where is our flesh. And the other group where are all heavenly things. They have to be yes, and all that other group no. That's the righteousness speaking. To speak no to this world, to speak no to sin, and to speak no to flesh. Many times we have to say our flesh, be quiet before the Lord. Because it's rising again and again. But we have the power in spirit to say to flesh, be quiet in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's also righteousness speaking. And I go very soon into the end, and we take the last verses from the Galatians chapter 6. You say Galatians or Colossians? Galatians. Not Colossians, but Galatians. I hope you could understand. This is chapter 6. And from the and verse. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore just the one in spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will be, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So it means that if we sow to flesh, we will reap corruption. But who sows in spirit, he will reap everlasting life. So it means there is two kinds of way to sow the seed. There is fleshly way, and there is the way in spirit. And that way in spirit bear that real fruit. So we have to learn to sow the heavenly seed of righteousness in spirit. And if we do our own part, God will make his part, and then there will be the rain of the righteousness. So I want to read again the verses where I started, so you can understand the whole message what I really wanted to say. So I read here in the end, and again the book, the Hosea 10:12. Sow for yourself righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he comes and rains righteousness on you. So I hope that you even my less English can understand that God has called you to sow righteousness so you could reap mercy. And he has called you and me to break up fallow ground, to start to think, is there still something new what we can do for the Lord? Is there still some new areas where we could sow the seed that more righteousness will rain and more mercy will be reaped in the name of Jesus Christ? So we could pray and ask God to lead us to understand if there is some fallow ground for us in our life. That fallow ground will be also in our heart, that there must happen some change, some area. There might be some areas which God's Spirit wants to handle, that more righteousness can be in our life. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. I hope you will meet this rain of righteousness even today and tomorrow and all your days here in the earth, and we will pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to your holy presence, and we will plant and sow the heavenly seed that there will rain righteousness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we ask that your Spirit will talk to us if there is some kind of fallow ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Open it for us to understand where we could plant the seed of righteousness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Open that fallow ground for us everybody, Lord Jesus. I ask in your name, Lord God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless everybody you sent here today. Hallelujah. That's everybody's life. That's every family which are here, or part of them is here this time. We bless all those families in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we bless all marriage in the name of Jesus. And call and let there be more love in those marriages. And we bring before your holy presence all those families and all those marriages where some family members are not Christian yet. We bring them up to your holy presence, Lord Jesus, to holy altar before the Lord, and we break the all power of enemy in their life, and we thank Lord God, your power God, to save them. Hallelujah, that they will receive this eternal gospel and understand the meaning of gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We ask, touch those our relatives, touch those marriage couples who are not yet Christian, touch they just this time, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, and we proclaim victory in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you see that there are those tears somebody's life, but Lord, we ask faithfulness to love through those tears, even that there will come the heavenly joy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank we could even sow the seed by tears, but there will come the heavenly joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank that you touch somebody's neck just now with your healing power, and we proclaim victory that neck in the name of Jesus. Let it be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we rebuke the head deck in the name of Jesus. All pain in the head will rebuke and come into go in the name of Jesus. And let there be healing for that head now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. And we thank that you strengthen somebody's right feet, especially the knee, but the whole foot. We ask that pour down your resurrection power, that this right foot will come healed, and especially the knee will receive the healing touch now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Will glorify your holy name this time here in Weed. Hallelujah. In this congregation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Pour out your spirit and your power, and thank all yoke will be broken by anointing. Any kind of yoke they will be, we command them to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of self-pity in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We break the power of proudness in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that if there is somebody whose heart is like stone, that you will soften that heart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we ask that all hardness from our heart will be smelt out in the name of Jesus through your love, God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I ask this congregation and ask these people that you will pour out gifts of healing for use this congregation. More powerful way to gifts of healing. Pour them now down, Lord God, by your mercies. Gifts of healing. Open hearts to receive that spiritual gifts of healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be healing power, and let there happen many miracles through this congregation, and multiply the people here. Help them to plant the heavenly seed, that more people could come into your heavenly kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, let there reign your righteousness. Even now we ask, let there be the reign of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But whatever it will mean today, the reign of righteousness, we receive it by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, because we have read your word, and you will send us the reign of righteousness. Hallelujah. Father, we thank this heavenly reign in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we rebuke the pain in somebody's back. We rebuke the pain to go, and we receive healing for that back now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank this is the day that Lord has made, and we will rejoice at that day. Hallelujah. Just this day we could rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 And we rebuke all weakness. Whatever it will be, we rebuke all weakness to go, and thank you, we be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Strengthened in body, strengthened in soul, strengthened in spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Multiply your work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord God, I ask that open this heart to understand even this, my less English, this message. Open to understand in spirit what it means this, to sow the seed of righteousness and reap the mercy and receive the reign of righteousness. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank this opportunity to be here, and I thank you, bless everyone, and our powerful God to guide everyone's life on this narrow way, Lord. This narrow wide way you will guide us on. I encourage everybody to go on with Jesus. And I encourage everybody to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed, be strong in the name of Jesus. Amen.